This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello, everyone, and you're very welcome back to the Irish Farmers Journal, the Young Stock Podcast, the podcast brought to you by young journalists for young readers and listeners of the Irish Farmers Journal, and of course, supported by Mokra. Gary Abbott here from the machinery team, and I'm your host for this week's episode. So the rain has eased in most parts of the country as winter closes in and the days get shorter. At this point, the majority of livestock are now housed or will be housed in the coming week, while a small bit of field work is still happening in some parts of the country, this mainly being the last of the winter sowing or the start of the beet harvest. If you're a young farmer, a young person in rural Ireland, or working in agriculture, or just want to hear more about rural life, then there's no better place for you. Remember to check out the Young Stock Hub on farmersjournal.ie. Or if you're a college student, be sure and save yourself $14.99 a month and avail of the free digital e-paper subscription to thefarmersjournal.ie. So coming up in this week's show, we'll have the latest prices, we get your opinions, and we hear some sustainability facts to keep at hand for your Saturday night out, and of course, the big interview. So this week, I spoke with Michael Clark, a young engineer from Ballinadee, County Mayo, who won the Innovation of the Year Award at the 2022 Enterprise Ireland Innovation Arena Awards, held at the Ploughing Championships. Okay, so first up, news journalist Rachel Donovan has an update on the news and views from the week that's gone.
Hi guys, so two big news stories on our front page this week. We see how the World Cup is set to drive up demand for beef, and this in turn is putting pressure on factories to hike beef prices. Adam Woods has the story there on the front page. He says that pressure is mounting on beef processors to increase beef quotes as demand outstrips supply in many of our key markets for beef. So it would definitely be remiss of me not to mention the other big story on page one, which will affect all farmers from dairy to beef to sheep or tillage, whatever you're doing, and that is the ban on burning bushes from 2023. So the derogation that was in place that allowed farmers to burn this agricultural green waste ceases on the 1st of January 2023. According to the Minister for the Environment, Eamon Ryan, he says that there is a feasibility study examining alternatives to burning green waste ongoing. However, there's concerns that landfills could end up filling up with this green waste, and there's more criticism then around the diesel that will be used in transport and mulching.
Thanks very much for that, Rachel. Next up, we have Ellen Durkin with our Sustainability Fact of the Week. But before we go any further, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking for somewhere to talk about all things farming? Then make sure to join Mokra na Foirme. Our Ag Affairs Committee are always on top of the latest farming issues and want to hear what you have to say. But we're all about having the crack too, which is why we have plenty of events and competitions happening all the time. So what are you waiting for? Sign up to Mokra today and make sure to add the promo code PODCAST so you will be entered into a draw to win two tickets to a concert of your choice in the Three Arena. Sign up via our website, mokra.ie.
This week's sustainability fact of the week is that 81% of the nutrients in cattle slurry are phosphorus and potassium, while 19% are nitrogen. Cattle slurry has an integral role in improving soil fertility especially when it comes to increasing fertiliser bills and meeting the new chemical nitrogen allowance. It is the largest national source of on-farm organic fertiliser and is a valuable source of nitrogen, phosphorus and potassium. As I've mentioned, according to Chagas, 81% of the nutrients in cattle slurry are P and K, while 19% is N. Therefore, cattle slurry should be targeted to fields that have a significant P and K requirement, which are based on soil test results, or fields which will be cut for silage. With the high price of chemical fertiliser, cattle slurry plays an important role on farm to reduce the impact of these high prices. It is important that farmers retain as much slurry nitrogen as possible to grow grass in the early part of the year. One of the ways in which farmers can increase slurry nitrogen efficiency is by optimising the timing of slurry applications. Spring applications of cattle slurry usually have higher recovery of nitrogen in comparison to summer applications by as much as 50%. For example, during cool, damp conditions, nitrogen loss through ammonia emissions are lowest. In addition to this, spring applications using low-emission slurry spreading technologies such as the trailing shoe or band spreader further increases nitrogen availability by 65% compared to summer applications.
Thanks for the insight, Ellen. And now, for this week's big interview, I spoke with Mayo man and young entrepreneur Michael Clark. As I said earlier, Michael won this year's Young Innovation of the Year Award 2022. I spoke to Michael about winning the award and the machine that got him there, his innovative combination tether rake, as well as his education and interest in engineering growing up. I also spoke to Michael about his day job working with a leading Irish manufacturer, and while we had him, we hit him up with the quick fire round questions. I am now joined with my old man and young entrepreneur, Michael Clark. Based outside Ballinadine, Michael works full-time as an engineer with local farm machinery manufacturer, Malone Farm Machinery. You're very welcome to the Young Stock Podcast, Michael. Just to set the scene to our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, where you grew up?
So I'm 27. I grew up in Ballinadine. I went to college, first of all, in Palaskinnery in Limerick. I done the level six. It was just a level six course at the time in agricultural mechanization. I went on from there to Tralee IT, where I done the level eight in agricultural engineering. And after I graduated, then I went on to Malone's, where, and I've been there now for just over 2 years.
Good stuff. And Michael, did you grow up on a farm, or where did interest come from for farm machinery and engineering?
Yeah, so I came from a farming background, and once I got the license, I worked for a contractor then during the summers. So I done, I think, seven seasons with him altogether. So I had plenty of experience with the machinery at this stage.
I'd imagine so. And Michael, are you farming at the moment at home?
At times now, but I'm busy enough now with everything else, but I'd help out there whenever I get the chance.
And Michael, did growing up on a farm influence your decision and what you wanted to study when you went to college?
Oh, it definitely did, yeah, because I always had an interest in the farm, and I suppose as I got older then, it kind of went more towards the machinery side of things. And, you know, from working with the contractor, then I went towards the mechanization first, and we got a taste for the engineering there, and then I kind of realised then that it was the design work is what I wanted to go to. So I went on to Tralee then after that.
And did you spend many years in Tralee?
4 years altogether.
Good stuff, good stuff. And now that you're working with Malone, how many years have you been there, or how do you find that?
Just over 2 years now. It's good now. I enjoy what I do. I'm working on the mower range now at the minute, so we're quite busy. We're constantly expanding the range, and there's new ideas coming up all the time.
Exactly. And the guys at Malone are a good team of men to work for. I've been over there and seen it all, so I have. Michael, your interest goes a little bit further than just the day job. You like to take the engineer home and spend some time designing and building your own machines. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So when I was in Tralee, we had to do a project for third year and a project again for fourth year. And for the third year project, I'd always thought that there'd be a way of making a tether and a rake, a two-in-one machine. So I decided for my third year project, I'd have a go at this. That's kind of where this whole idea came from. I got the project done all right, but I suppose for the fourth year project, there was just too much work in it, so I had to do something else. But in my spare time, then I kind of continued it on. And as I got more experience with how the process is done, I was able to improve it. And after the couple of years, then I was able to get the machine out.
And would I be right in saying, Michael, that that's the machine that you won the Young Innovation Award at this year's Enterprise Ireland Innovation Arena Awards? That's the machine, is it?
That's right, yeah.
And just for our listeners there that maybe aren't that familiar, how does the machine work? Or can you just give us a little bit of an insight into the machine?
So it's kind of, it's halfway, I suppose, between a rake and a tether. A conventional rake would have two big rotors for gathering in the swart, and then we'll say a tether would have small rotors depending on the size of the machine is how many rotors. So this, the machine I made has a 20-foot work width and it has four small rotors, but it's, the rotors themselves are based on a rake and it's all hydraulically operated, and there's, each rotor is designed so by changing the settings you can go from raking to tedding.
I've seen the machine down at the ploughing now. It's impressive to say the least, the amount of engineering and time that it took to get it to where it is today. Like, how long did it take from just an idea to actually complete project?
I was 2 years designing it on and off there in the evenings, weekends and stuff like that. And then when I did graduate and started here in Malone's, I applied for a grant with the local enterprise office, and that kind of kicked things off then with the fabrication of it. And I suppose I was 2 years then, again in the evenings and weekends, making it till I got to this stage now.
And did you carry out manufacturing yourself and testing all yourself?
I done all the work myself, yeah.
Good stuff, good stuff. How did the ploughing go, Michael? Were you happy with how it went? Was there good interest?
Oh, I was very happy, yeah. You know, there was a lot of interest from dealers and contractors and stuff wondering when it would be out to market. I got to meet different suppliers and stuff that were in, you know, just to look at the innovation arena. And I also got to meet people that had been in my position before that, you know, designed a new machine. And I was able to get their advice on where to go from here.
Exactly. And as you were saying there, you got a bit of help from your local enterprise office and Enterprise Ireland. For any young listeners out there that maybe have an idea and maybe you're looking for advice on getting similar help, how can they go about doing so?
Because I was starting off, it's the local enterprise office I was dealing with, which is in Castlebar in Mayo. So I just got the number for the office and rang them up and told them what my plan was, and they passed me on then to someone specific to me, and I deal with him all the time now. And like, they were a huge help. Even we'll say for the machine now, I was able to get a 55% grant on it. And if I was, we'll say the fact I brought it to the innovation arena, it was grand. But if I wanted to bring the machine to my own stand, I think there was a grant going for that as well to help. So no, they're a big help and they really want to push you on.
Exactly. They're a great firm for anybody with an idea that wants to make it a reality. And do you develop any other or manufacture any other machines as well as the rake and tether?
Yeah, so I make grass harrows as well. I've only made a few now. I made five or six 3 meter ones last year. The plan is to make a 6 meter one and a 3 meter one for the front of the tractor as well this over the winter for next year.
Yeah, they're proven quite a popular machine now in the last number of years, surely. And have you any other plans to expand the range?
Not at the moment, no. Still a bit of work to be done with the tether and rake. I suppose once I get the few new harrows out, I'll go back and look at that and see what needs to be done.
Now that the dust has settled after winning the award at the ploughing, what are the plans from here, Michael? Are you going to manufacture the machines and distribute them through a dealer network yourself, or what's the thinking?
I suppose I'll just wait and see. There's, as I said, there needs to be changes made now just to improve it a bit more. I suppose if someone approached me or if there was, I'd sell the idea all right now, because it's a bit big machine now for me to manufacture. But look, I suppose I'll try and get it improved upon first and we'll go from there then.
Go from there, surely. And a tough question, Michael, but what's the plans for the future? Can we expect to see yourself as another McHale's or another Malone's?
I don't know yet now. We'll see. I suppose the way things are now, I want to let the dust settle for a year or two anyway, because I think supply can be, it's hit and miss at the moment. So we'll just have to wait and see.
And right, Michael, before we wrap things up, I'm going to bounce a few quick fire questions off you, and you can tell me the preferred choice. Is it a sprung or a fork?
Fork.
Pit silage or bale silage?
Bales.
Lion's tea or Barry's tea?
Barry's.
And would you be a ploughman or a mintill man?
Plough.
And would you go for a breakfast roll now or a chicken roll?
Breakfast.
And if you had to choose one of the two, would it be pick stones or foot turf?
Oh, foot turf.
Good stuff, Michael. Thanks very much for joining us on the Young Stock Podcast. It was great having you on. Cheers.
No bother. Thanks very much.
It was great having Michael on the show. It's always great to see hard work paying off and Irish innovations being recognised at a national and international level. Okay, next up, our own Martin Merrick has the latest mart prices as of Monday morning, the 21st of November.
Hi folks, and welcome again to Martin's Markets. Now all our prices are correct as of the 21st of November 2022. Kicking off this week with our Milk League update, where nearly all suppliers have maintained their September milk price for the month of October. Lakeland is topping the poll so far with an October base price of 55.78 cent a litre, excluding VAT for milk with constituents of 3.6% fat and 3.3% protein. Now this includes a support bonus of 1.5 cent a litre paid to all farmers. Lakeland is paying its northern suppliers 47.5 pence a litre for October milk. Farmers in a fixed milk price in the south and north are receiving support payments of 8 cent a litre and 7 pence a litre respectively. There has been no change from chair on this month, with a base price of 55.05 cent a litre being paid to farmers. Carberry and Dairy Gold too have maintained their September price for the month of October. Carberry has set a price of 54.2 cent a litre with a 0.5 cent a litre SCC bonus, while Dairy Gold has quoted a base price of 54.5 cent a litre. On the beef front, our markets analysis shows for last week that the largest proportion of bullocks traded was in the 400 to 500 kilo weight band, and prices are up 4 cent a kilo or 18 euro a head on the week previous. It leaves an average price of 450 kilo animal at 231 a kilo or just shy of 1040 euro per head. Heavier stores from 500 to 600 kilo averaged 244 kilo last week, which equates to 1,342 euro for the average quality 550 kilo bullock. Now those over 600 kilo had seen the greatest price reduction in recent weeks, but perhaps with factory prices starting to rise once again, there seems to have been more bite ringside for these types. The average price last week sits at 247 a kg, up 8 cent a kilo on the week previous. The heifer trade remains firm as well this week, with numbers of animals over 500 kilo getting particularly tight in last weeks. Overall, average price in these weight bands are back on the week previous, but this is due to breeding heifer sales in recent weeks bumping up the overall average figures. For 500 to 600 kilo heifers, the average price is a respectable 248 kilo or 1364 euro a head for a 550 kilo animal. At the top end of the market, 275 to 285 kilo is easily available, putting a 550 kilo heifer in at 1570 euro at the very top end. On the sheep front, factory based quotes have increased by 10 cent a kilo on the week previous over the past number of days, but remain relatively slow to rise in the context of how the trade performed during the corresponding period in 2021. Reports indicate that prices paid to producers handling large numbers or those trading regularly have increased at a faster rate, with some finishers securing 15 cent to 20 cent a kilo more on the week previous. Prices at the higher end of the market range from 640 to 655 a kilo or higher in cases, including deals where allowances on transfer are being taken into account.
Thanks for that, Martin. And remember, you can read all the latest prices and up-to-date information on farmersjournal.ie. Well, that's all we've got time for in this week's Young Stock Podcast. Remember, we'll be back next Monday, same time, same place. But for now, thank you for listening.
Hold up.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.